Hey, hi Meenakshi. Good evening. How are you doing today?
Aditya, I'm good. How are you?
All good. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining in for the session, Meenakshi. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to be your coach for the day. Be rest assured, Meenakshi, whatever we discuss today stays in the realm of this room and it's in the safe space. So need not worry on the confidentiality. And with your due permission, may I record the session for academic purpose?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Meenakshi. So before we begin the session, Meenakshi, I would want you to gather your thoughts, take some deep breaths, and prepare for the session. And while you do so, I shall do the same. And whenever you are ready, we can begin.
Sure. So, yeah, Richa, I'm ready.
Perfect, thanks. So, Meenakshi, what brings you here today? What would you like to discuss with me today?
Okay. So, Richa, the reason I want to talk, I reached out and I want the topic that I want to talk about today is there's a lot of clutter in my mind. Okay, so I'll tell you what exactly. So I work in a consulting organization, okay, and I'm an HR professional. And as I mean, you know, consulting is not a very easy industry to work with. It has a lot of work pressure, client facing, and you know, there is a lot of hours which go in. So practically 14, 15 hours each day is what I'm working. And then on weekends also, if I have to catch up on something, then I work on weekends also. So, but the thing is that it's not that I don't like my job, okay? If you ask me, I love my job, okay? And I love the fact that I'm on my toes, I do everything. My company is amazing. They've given me so much. They've trusted me so much. They've given me so much growth. I joined this company as an HR partner. I'm now an associate director, and I had one client. Now I have five clients. So all those things, right? They spend for my learning also. But you know, the point is that there's too much work which is going on, okay? And then on top of it, what has happened recently is that my husband has got an international opportunity, okay? So I am here, you know, in multiple dilemma. So, for example, I love my job, but at the same time, you know, the work hours are very strenuous. Okay. My husband has got a good opportunity internationally, at an international location. But at the same time, if I leave my job, then, you know, I mean, so much I've worked for that goes for a little bit of a toss. But then at the same time, I question myself, is that is all of this even, you know, really worth it, staying away and just working 14 hours, 15 hours? Is I mean, what is really going on? I have so much clutter in my mind, and I don't know what direction to take, and you know, what is really good, not good for me. So this is, you know, what I would like to discuss today, Richa.
Sure. Thanks for sharing, Meenakshi. And I hear a lot of things. But firstly, I'm very glad that I'm talking to a very hardworking, talented professional who's working in a consulting environment, which is very, very strenuous and demands a lot of hours. So I hear that you have been working very hard to in your job, which is very demanding. I also hear that working so much. Is you're trying to balance between your personal life as well as your working life. Plus, at the same time, I also hear that your husband has got international opportunity, and now it seems to me that you are trying to contemplate whether working so hard means value to you, and at the same time, balancing your personal life means value to you or not. Will that be right to say?
Right, right. This is, you know, this is what is really going on in my mind. So many
Sure.
things.
So I also hear that you're in the dilemma whether you should work so long hours and also be able to manage your personal front. So can you tell me more about What exactly are you thinking about the balancing thing?
So see, when I speak about balancing, I mean these 14, 15 hours that I'm talking about, right? So I just work, and the rest of the time I either eat or sleep. So I have no time for myself. My family says that you don't take care of yourself. Yeah, but then again, this international opportunity has again created doubts in my mind that what is really going on. At some point in time, I feel that, there's so much running around. Is it even worth it? Should I move international? Should I, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what am I chasing for. So this is, the thing in my mind.
Yeah. So I hear, Meenakshi, that you are feeling overwhelmed by the kind of work which you are dealt with, right? So in this entire thought, what are we exploring today, Meenakshi?
I don't know how to move ahead with this life scenario that I'm amidst. Okay, there are three variables that I'm dealing with currently: a job which I love, but it's demanding, so I have to balance myself and my family. And third is this international opportunity. So what I want to explore today is, from these three variables, how do I, proceed ahead and take a decision for myself?
Okay, fair. So, Meenakshi, I heard you saying moving ahead from the different variables you are encountering. So, when you say moving ahead in career and in professional, personal life, what does that mean to you?
So moving ahead really means that I want to take a decision which I don't regret in the future. I know not every decision will be the best of the decisions, which I'm aware of, but I want to take a decision which has the least amount of regrets associated with it. Because if I just imagine myself leaving my job, then I'll have a life which is of very big regrets over there. So I just want to decide on something where I don't have a lot of regrets.
Sure. Fair. But so if I may ask you, moving ahead now in the career, what is so important or what is so significant about it at this point in time for you?
That's what so Richa, that's what is the thing, right? I'm not able to decide what is really too significant for me over here. What is significant for me over here is taking a decision which I'm happy with ahead in the future. But between these variables, I can't say that my career is important, which will mean that my family is not important to me. It doesn't mean that I love my family. But then that's what I am saying, that I can't pick one.
Sure. So I hear you, Meenakshi, saying about deciding between your work as well as also ensuring that you do not disappoint your family and you manage both the ways seamlessly. So in this entire conversation, what would be the useful outcome for you today, Meenakshi?
To somehow reduce some clutter that is there in my mind and to take a decision on how I should move ahead will be a very useful outcome for me.
Okay. So I hear you talking about reducing clutter and taking a decision, right? So in this entire process, what would need your attention? What would you drive your attention towards?
Can you like maybe say this question in a different way?
Sure. So, in order to take a decision, Meenakshi, what should be your focus, maybe to help you better arrive at the decision which you want to take, which will declassify or declutter your mind?
What should be my focus? So, I actually have, do not have answer to this, Richa, because see the thing is, it's not some that I'm in a dilemma of choosing one. So I currently also I pay a lot of attention to everything. For example, it's not that my family is complaining about me or that you do not spend time. I'm trying to balance out, but then a lot of it is at the cost of compromising on myself. Okay, so I want to take a decision which is not with a lot of regrets, which I already mentioned. But at the same time, I don't want to lose, taking care of myself, just running around, and what is all this chase for? That is what is there in my mind. So maybe to your question, what should I pay attention to? Maybe my inner calling or something of that sort, but maybe I've not got the question also too well.
So maybe I'll go back to what I was referring to. So we talked about moving ahead in life on both career and personal front together seamlessly, right? So I was trying to understand more about what needs your attention to be able to take both the things together. So that is what I was trying to understand. But nevertheless, maybe I'll use a different way to know it better from you. So, Meenakshi, in order to move ahead in both the aspects, what shift in your perspective would be needed, according to you?
So I think I should balance a few things, better so that I'm able to focus on everything. Of course, every single day is not possible. Sometimes some things take priority. I understand all that. But I think what needs to shift in my what needs to shift in the way I'm doing things now is I need to balance things a little better. But then again, this balance, what is happening is I'm trying, if I it's just my career and my personal life now, that's fine. I can do some efforts and take some efforts and to get there. But then again, this international opportunity created like a big havoc over there, and now it's like I may have to at some point in time choose between continuing here or maybe trying to find something in a different country. So that is what is there in my mind.
Sure. So I hear you talk about balancing the things better, and I hear that the international opportunity is bringing slight discomfort in your mind, insecurity maybe in your mind. It seems to me that you are contemplating on what decision you should make on both the aspects, right? So Meenakshi, what would enable you to get to that decision is what we should think, what I would request you to think today.
Okay. So I think talking to my closed ones, my people, trusted people who I are in my life will in some way or the other enable me to take this decision. And it's not that I've not done, but nothing seems to be the best decision, the best answer. So that's what it is. But my trusted people are the people who will really help me here, is what I think.
Sure. Great. So, yeah, fair. So, Meenakshi, what is getting clearer in your head as we talk? Because you talked about a lot of things.
Yeah. So, So the thing that is getting clearer in my head is I may not be able to have the best of everything, and I will have get a lot of guidance from my people who are my inner who's my who are my inner circle, but maybe this dilemma will continue till the time I take that plunge and just move into something with the best instinct, whichever option has the best in instinct, my gut feels. So that is what I think is getting clearer to me.
Right. So, if we have to talk about the actions, Meenakshi, from here, what new actions would you now would like to take, which will be useful for this dilemma to be, get settled?
I think two actions. One is talking to my people, as I already mentioned. And see, I spoke about taking this plunge, right? But then at the same time, I'm a person who just doesn't like to take plunges without taking, those calculated decisions and risks and all that. So I will have to really, introspect a little bit more. On what's good, not just for now, but maybe for the future also. And then maybe take a bold decision of how I can move, because somehow I have a realization that no decision is a good or a bad decision. You can't, forecast your life ahead, is what I have already a realization of. But yeah, I have to really sit a little bit, talk to my people, and then maybe arrive at some decision.
Sure, Meenakshi. So, how can I help Meenakshi in this journey of yours?
I think I am good with this these two steps for now, Richa. I want to try these two steps. And then maybe if I need something, then I can certainly reach out to you.
Sure. But apart from the things you mentioned, what other resources would you need to help with?
Nothing really. See, this is more of an internal thing. And I mean, I have to be a little bold in deciding things. And see, it's not that, if I'm doing good here, I will not get any opportunity outside or something of that sort. There are always options, so I have to just take it a little easy. I don't need any resources as such. It's just some more inner confidence and maybe, taking some decisions there.
Okay. But how would you make yourself accountable to take these actions which we just discussed?
See, my husband is the person who is also impacted in this entire dilemma and things happening, right? I mean, of course, he is also not wanting to move to another country by all by himself. So I think we both will have to, help each other reach our career goals and, our career aspirations also, but at the same time, the family goals also. So I think he will be my accountable person there. And likewise, I will be his accountable person, I think.
Sure. That's really good to know. Fair. Would you like to share anything else, Meenakshi, with me?
No, I think I'm good, Richa, for this for now. And I'm really thankful for your time today.
So, are we okay to close the session?
Yes, thank you so much, Richa.
Great. Thank you so much, Meenakshi. Thank you for your time.